那我们奉主耶稣圣名，我们这个彼得还没讲完嘛哈。
And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue with the topic on Peter.
使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
《使徒行传》这是刚开始前半段是彼得行传。
And beginning of chapter 8, it can be recorded as the book of Peter.
那圣灵的工作要先在耶路撒冷。
And the work of the Holy Spirit began in Jerusalem.
后来他们就犹太全地。
Then later to all Judea.
那第八章这是现在已经传到撒玛利亚。
And when we come to chapter 8, the gospel has reached to Samaria.
在撒玛利亚很奇妙的，就是他们传道传去那里，大家都信了，有神迹其实，但是没有圣灵。
But miraculously, although the gospel was preached there, although there are miracles abound, but the Holy Spirit did not descend.
嗯，这是你看第八章哈，这个腓力去传了半天，连那个行邪术的西门都来信了，但是呢，还没有得圣灵。
And that they went around and preached the gospel. Even the sorcerer Simon came and believed, but yet the Holy Spirit did not descend.
他们受洗也正确。
And their mode of water baptism was correct.
道理都正确。
And the truth was correct.
然后呢，要得圣灵呢，要从第八章十五节，他们就派那个彼得跟约翰去那边，要叫他们得圣灵。
And we see that they received the Holy Spirit from verse 15 onwards when they sent out Peter and John.
他们去了之后按手在他们头上，他们就受圣灵了。
And they lay hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
第十六节说，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
Because verse 16 wrote that they had only baptized in the name of Lord Jesus.
所以神的道跟神的圣灵都有他的那个什么道同的。
Hence the word of God and the Holy Spirit has to be together.
有一个标准的。
There is a certain criteria.
以彼得他们为标准。
And as Peter, they set Peter as a criteria.
所以到第十章的时候。
Therefore, when we come to chapter 10.
第十章这个故事我们都很熟悉，就是现在外要他们现在道理要进到外邦人家。
And we're all familiar with this story because the gospel is going to be preached to the Gentiles.
但在第八章的时候，已经这个腓力已经向这个埃提阿伯太监，不能说太监哈，向那个总长叫管银库的向他传道了。
And in chapter 8, we see that Philip preached the gospel to the Ethiopian treasurer.
在附带下，那个圣经里面的太监哈，跟中国人太监不一样。
The eunuch that's being recorded here is different from the Chinese version.
比如说，那个约瑟的主人哈，波提法哈，波提法圣经说他是一个太监，太监有太太。
And
不是中国太监啊，不要想错，中国不想把它换成太监。
And when we look into the story of Joseph, his master was a eunuch, and he has a wife. It is different from the Chinese version.
约瑟的主人哈，所谓的中国人话，他是说内臣呐，就是能够接近国王的很重要的臣，在希伯来文里面，就是中国把它换成太监。
And when we look at the master of Joseph, who is Potiphar, he is actually the chancellor of the king, but is being translated as a eunuch in the Chinese translation.
你们这边有学历史的嘛，对不对？查查西洋人有没有太监这个制度。
And I believe that some of you study history here. And in the Western civilization, do they have the status of eunuch?
学历史的有没有太监？
西洋
有没有太监
？In the Western context，
没有啊。对啊，所以不要联想太丰富。
So do not let your imagination.
这埃提亚伯这个大臣，这是腓力相啊传呐。
And here Philip preached to this minister of Candace.
但是这件事情是偶发性的。
But this is a coincidence.
不是有计划的，也不是说长期的。
It is not one that was planned, nor one that was prolonged.
因为一传完，这个太那个腓力就不见了。
Because after Philip finished his duty, he left.
那这哥尼流呢？他是住在那里的。
Whereas Cornelius, he was dwelling in the place.
那他也是一个那个百夫长。
And he was a centurion.
彼得要去传，他也很紧张。
And he was much nervous when Peter was going to come to preach the gospel to him.
紧张的程度，我们看到神要三次显异象给他看，他才敢去。
That he was so much nervous that God need to reassure him with three visions.
不但有看异象，还有声音，就是那个音响效果跟那个他的看画面的那效果一起来的，这样他才敢去。
Not only did he see the vision, but he actually hear the voice of God as well.
那对方也是有受神的指示，两面印证，所以这是一个很大的一个大事件。
And the other party was also reassured by God, and so therefore this is a wonderful work of God.
因为在外邦地，他们如果走过外邦地的时候，有时候就把脚踏一踏，就是把那个尘土踏下去，说跟你们没有份，他们看是那个不洁净的。
Because they regard at that time the Gentiles as unclean, and when they were to be in their region, they would just dust off their foot.
现在彼得要进入到这个外邦人的家。
But now Peter has to go to the house of this Gentile.
但是他这一步踏进去是一个很重要的，他这一步不踏进去的话，保罗出来没有用。
This is an important step for him to take forward. If not, Paul's work will be futile.
因为他这一步踏进去，才打开真正的外邦传道的门。
Because with this step that Peter put forward, it opened the door for the gospel of the Gentiles.
这故事我们就看过去，你们都懂。然后那看第十章第四十七节。
And we know this story very well. Let's turn to chapter 10, verse 47.
于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样。”
And here Peter said that, can anyone forbid water to baptize these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?
他说跟我们一样的啦。
Just as we have, in the same way as we do.
现在有很多人在求圣灵啊。
And now many people pray for the Holy Spirit.
有人说他们那边有什么恩膏啦。
And some term it as an anointment.
是不是跟我们一样？
And is it the same situation as us?
一定要一样。
It must be in the same mode.
不一样的话就不对了。
If it's different, then it would not be correct.
这个时代，你会给人讲说怎么自高自大？
Because in this generation, people will deem that you are proud.
还是排斥别人？
Or you are looking down on others.
如果他说我们这样的话，那彼得是第一个人呢？
Then if others were to criticize us in this way, then Peter perhaps will be the first one.
哦，这些人受圣灵跟我们一样，以我们为标准。
Because he termed them receiving the water baptism just as we have in the same way.
所以他就给他们洗礼了。And
therefore he baptized them.
那第十一节麻烦就来了。And
chapter 11 we see the trouble that arise.
哦，那个这些使徒和在犹太地的众弟兄们听见，哇，外邦人的灵受神的道，然后他们就在那边眼睛睁大大等彼得回来了。
And here the apostles and the brethren who were in Judea, they heard the Gentiles receiving the gospel, and so they wait in anticipation.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
彼得总是要回来，他不能说在外面不回来啊。
And Peter has to return definitely one day.
他做完工，上到耶路撒冷，那些奉割礼的门徒和他争辩啊，就跟他吵了。
And after he completed his work, he went up to Jerusalem, and the circumcision party were criticizing him.
他们辩论的是说你进入了未受割礼人的家，所以可见他要进到哥尼流的家不是那么容易的。
And their argument was that you have gone into the uncircumcised man, and how could you do that? Therefore, it is not easy for Peter to go to Cornelius' house.
那并且你跟他们一同吃饭。
And you actually ate with them.
跟 跟谁吃饭就是跟他同享，跟他有份。
Because if you eat with a person, you actually partake and have a part with that person.
那跟他交接，也跟他团契。
And you have relationship and fellowship with the person.
也就是说，你接纳了他。
That is to say, you accept the
other
party.
所以这些人，现在彼得不像以前一样了。彼得以前讲一声大家都听了，现在他做完事情回来，人家反过来问他，到底你做些什么事情？
And here we see that the situation of Peter is different because Peter because people start to question him.
那彼得他只好从头开始讲了。
And Peter need to give an account of the story.
有意思的把它讲一遍。
And then he claimed the story.
我们看十五节。
Let's look at verse 15.
讲完之后，他说我一开讲，这有点像台语了哈。
And here he says, as I began to speak, this sounds like Taiwanese.
那我一开讲呢，这个圣灵便降在他们身上。
And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them.
正像当初降在我们身上一样。
Just as on us at the beginning.
好，然后就继续跟他们解释了。
And then he continued to explain to them.
所以这一步很重要。
This is a very important step.
所以彼得应该是开创性的人物啊。
Hence, Peter was the pioneer.
他没有踏进去哥尼流。你看，哥尼流这个事件用一整整一章很多来解释，来描写。
We can see that this is a significant incident in regards to Cornelius because it took one whole chapter to describe the incident.
因为这一章也是你看有四十八节啊。
And altogether, there are 48 verses.
那第十二章嘛，第十一章就是他的回应的效果。
And chapter 11 is an echo of chapter 10.
哦，所以这彼得他真是把福音传向外邦的第一个人。
And Peter was the pioneer of the gospel to the Gentiles.
他这一步不走下去，保罗没有办法走的。
If he did not embark on this first step, Paul could not take after.
那彼得他在耶路撒冷也是好像都是带头的作用了。五旬节之后，这时候是好的，带领的。
And after the day of the Pentecost, Peter was the spiritual leader.
不是带头讲话乱七八糟。
And he was different from what he was before.
但是他慢慢后来可能老了吧。
But later he began to advance in age.
他后来可能有其他更重要的工作。
And perhaps there are more important work for him to do.
所以他在那个时候，主耶稣的弟弟就是雅各，也慢慢的，在耶路撒冷也可以，就是管理教会了。
And at that time, the brother of Jesus named James, he also began to look after the holy work.
一般都认为是虔诚的那个雅各。
And very often people deem it as the devout James.
那有人说他是的膝盖好像骆驼的膝盖一样。
And some thought him as one who is hunchback.
啊，就是他常常祷告到膝盖好像骆驼那个长很厚的茧。
And because he prayed so much that he has hunchback.
那到十二章之后。一起被抓去的这个那个雅各被砍头了。
And here chapter 12 marks the martyrdom of James.
那这时候彼得还是睡得好好的。
And here Peter was still sound asleep.
那天使那个神想说你还不用死啊，先出来一下。
And God thought that he shouldn't die yet, and so let him journey on.
因为那个雅各已经死了。
Because James already died.
那他们认为说这个彼得也应该死了。
And so to them, they thought that the next one should be Peter.
晚上的时候，天使把彼得带出来的时候，那些人都不敢相信呢。
And in the night, when the angel brought Peter out of the prison, they did not believe.
那他被天使救了之后，这时候彼得也头晕晕的吧。
And while he was being rescued by the angel, Peter was probably half conscious.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
他就想了一想哈，看说你们有没有睡觉睡得太久哈？那醒来奇怪，我到底在哪里有没有？
And here verse 12 records, when he realized this, and this recalls to us, do we feel the same way when we woke up from a dream and do not realize where we are?
感谢神，我睡觉都很好，睡下去就醒起来，但是常常有一个毛病，就是醒起来之后，因为常常换地方睡，有时候睡觉一睡就天亮，起来有时候看一看到底是在哪里。 常常忘记，因为睡下哦，现在是Garden Guru的那个office，以前哦，现在是Amanti的那个传道房，因为换来换去，真的呢，因为睡下去就忘记什么了。一醒来，有时候我就想想看看到底这是哪里，不看旁边不知道啊，因为天花板都一样啊。
And I thank God that He always blessed me with good sleep. And once I lie down to sleep, and I'll wake up the next morning. But very often, because I moved around so much, that in the morning when I wake up, it's always a different surrounding that greeted me.
那这边他想一想，好吧，就去那个玛利亚的家吧。
And hereafter, he realized it. He went to the house of Mary.
那边的人正在祷告。
And many were gathered at that place, and they were praying.
彼得敲门了。And
Peter began to knock on the door.
一个侍女来开门，还有名字叫罗大，有没有人叫做罗大？
And a maid named Rhoda came to answer.
那她听到彼得声音就很高兴啊。And
she was rejoicing when she recognized Peter's voice.
一高兴也不给她开门了。And
she was so filled with joy that she forgot to open the door.
让彼得外面多站一会儿。
And Peter remained standing.
他们赶快跑进去告诉那些人说，彼得站在外面了。And
she ran inside to tell everyone that Peter was here.
他们还骂他说你疯了。And
they all said to her that you are mad.
那个侍女说不是，真是他。And
she insisted that it was Peter.
他们说不是啦，可能保护他的天使来啦。They
said it could not be so. It must be his angel.
天使也会报生，也会报死嘛，可能来报告死啦。Perhaps
the angel come to proclaim his death.
这时候把这个彼得急死了。And
here Peter continued to knock.
这时候他不住的敲门，如果他站在那里的话，表示他心里很轻松嘛。不住敲门的时候，赶快敲啊，赶快开啊。And
at that time, Peter was very anxious. He continued to knock so that the door would be opened to him.
他们看了他就哇，很惊奇。And
when they saw him, they were amazed.
这时候蛮紧张的。They
were very nervous.
彼得就赶快摆摆手，嘘，不要讲话。
Peter told them to be quiet.
然后就跟他们讲，主怎么带他进来。And
he described to them how the Lord had brought him out.
然后主怎样救他。And
how God had saved him.
圣经说又说了，又说你们把这些事情告诉雅各哦。And
here he said, tell this to James.
然后跟弟兄们说再见了。And
also to the brethren, and he said goodbye.
他就走了。Then
he departed.
到别处去了。And
went to another place.
他去哪里？
And where did he go?
不知道了。
We do not know.
这次跟上一次他哭那一次不一样。
And this is different from his bitter cry recorded the other time.
上一次主耶稣看他一眼他就哭了。
At that time when Jesus turned around and looked at him, he wept bitterly.
哭完他就走了，走向黑暗了。
He wept, he walked into darkness.
因为那时候正是晚上嘛，很晚了，夜晚很晚。And
because it was night time.
所以那时候，那这时候也是晚上啊。
However, at this incident, it was also during the night.
所以彼得一生两次夜晚出走。
And therefore, in the lifetime of Peter, there were twice that he left in the dark.
一次是否认主之后被耶稣一看，他心里崩溃，走掉了。And
once because he denied Christ and he felt remorse, therefore he left.
这时候，这次是逼迫太大了。
But now, because the persecution was so great,
他说想，他现在想到说，他的同伴跟他3年的同学雅各被砍头了，可能他这时候想说，肯换我了。但是神既然不让我死的话，我就不要留在这里了，到远处去传福音的。And
here he thought that his companion for 3 years, James, was already martyred, and he's probably the next one in turn. And he thought since God had left him his life behind, he should go around and preach the gospel.
他走了之后，第十三章，这十二章对不对？十三章就换人了，要换班嘛，对不对？
And after he left and departed, in chapter 13, arise another person who took over.
他不像以前老是站在讲台一直讲。
And it is no longer the same person who always preaches.
他现在就是总是老是要想第一个讲话的。
And he is always the first one who wants to have the first speech.
他现在换幕了嘛，他也下台了。And
now the scene changed, and he departed from the stage.
那第三章之后就是彼得起来了，十三章和保罗。And
in chapter 13, we see that Paul began to come on stage.
他走了之后去哪里呢？
And after Peter left, where did he go?
我们从其他的保罗的书信，或是我们可以看到，他就来到了那个，他到过哥林多。
And when we look into other letters, we see that he went to Corinth.
哥林多在希腊嘛,
And it was a city in Greece.
很远的。
And it was quite far.
并且他在希腊也有相当的影响力。
And because he also had some influence in Greece.
也就是说他在那边有做很多的工作。
And that is to say, he also did much work over 他, there.
他也去到了安提阿。
He also went to Antioch.
所以他不是说这样就跑掉，不是，他是到更远的地方去传福音。
And hence, he did not just diminish, but rather he journeyed on to her father's place.
当他到老的时候,
And when he was advanced in age,
他还晓得他快要离开世界了。
He knew that his time on earth is coming to an end.
我们看彼得后书,
Let's turn to 2 Peter,
第一章,
chapter 1.
第十二节，一个老工人，他的心声就是这个样子。
And this is how an elderly holy worker would feel.
都是很有智慧的。
And one which is much full of wisdom.
老工人讲话不一定很大声啊。
And an elderly holy worker may not speak with loud voice.
一般认为说讲话大声才有力。
Most people deem those who are powerful with great speech.
对，讲道学要有声音，要有表情，要有动作，对不对？
Like what we study in the class of homiletics, that we must project our voice and have gestures.
但是，对啊，意思应该，但是有时候你太大声、太强调的话，好吵。
That may be true, but if you overemphasize, you may be loud.
是可以，你继续的那么大声的话，还是睡着了。但是你讲小声，忽然大声的话，就把睡着吓一跳。
If you continue in a loud voice all the time, people will still fall asleep. But if you start with a soft tone and then increase your the tone of your voice, then others will wake up.
那彼得这老工人，他讲话，你看他有时候好像重复的，可以很小声，但是会震撼人的心，你就睡不着。
And here we can see that although Peter repeat what he was saying, but yet it was one that would stir our hearts.
十二节说，你们虽然晓得这些事，并且在你们已有的正道上坚固，我却要将这些事情常常提醒你们，一字一字在讲，好像是重复的，但是是感人的。
But here he wanted to remind us of these things over and over again.
十三节。
13.
我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们了，激发你们，可能连日不久了。And
perhaps the days is numbered.
14节。
Verse 14.
因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，人要晓得自己时候到了，你就有智慧了。Because
one will become wise when you know that your time has come.
那正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
Just as our Lord Jesus Christ has shown us.
所以耶稣告诉他说，你要怎么样死来荣耀我。
Because Lord Jesus has told him and revealed to him how he should die in order to glorify him.
我们看到彼得这时候也是准备死了。
Here we see that Peter was prepared for his death.
所以十五节，并且我要尽心竭力，使你们在我去世以后常常纪念这些事啊。 那我们继续念下去。
And we continue.
我们看十七节，他要见证一件事情。
And let's look at verse 17.
他从父神得的尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光中有声音出来，向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”十八节。
18.
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来的。这是讲什么呢？
What are these referring to?
这是在讲马可福音第九章变貌山呢。
This is referring to Mark 9, the Mountain of Transfiguration.
对不对?
Isn't it so?
他变貌山给他的震撼很大。
Because the scene at the Mountain of transfiguration has rocked him.
所以他要死之前，人要死之前，差不多会把最重要的事情讲出来了。
And usually one will account the most important events of his life prior to his death.
你们还年轻，可能如果到，我说你们呢，有的年纪当然比我大，他们一讲以前呢，一想都是想最重要的事情。
And since most of us here present are young, however, we must understand that a person at the deathbed will probably recount the important events.
最有感触的事情。
One that touches the person deeply.
你问一些比较年纪大的妈妈们，他们一定不会讲说啊，我以前小时候跟隔壁的那个什么谁的哥哥去抓泥鳅，不会讲这种事情。
If you were to ask an elderly mother, she would probably, she would not think that anything insignificant, such as going with his with her neighbor and to chase after some insects.
嗯，玩扮家家酒，我当什么骑士啊，他当公主，我去救他，不会讲这些了。
Or some kind of game where one would be the knight and the other the princess.
彼得在这边所讲，就是他在变貌山上所看到的。
And here what Peter was referring to is what he had seen on the Mountain of Transfiguration.
能够算一算你还有多少日子, 这是聪明人。
And a person is wise who can number his days.
你有没有算过你还有多少日子?
Have you ever numbered your days?
我不知道。
如果人活三万个日子就活到83岁了。三万天而已。 If you were to live on this earth for 30,000 days, you probably live up to the age of 80 years old.
三万不多了哈，说多也不多，少也不少了。但是人活三万日子就差不多了，你活超过三万之后，可能就走路也不太好走了，就麻烦了。
It's probably an average span of a person's life on earth.
那个诗篇90篇11节说：“神啊，求你指教我怎样数算自己的日子，好让我得到智慧的心。” 智慧人会算自己还要多少日子。
And in Psalm 90 verse 11 it records the psalmist telling God to teach him how to number his days so that he may gain wisdom.
所以彼得从一个鲁莽的人,
So Peter from a person who is unrefined,
一路上被耶稣连骂带指责带赶鬼的这个人,
And one who has received much chastisement from the Lord,
到最后他 是一个传福音上的一个开路的先锋。
And in the end, he was transformed into the pioneer of the gospel of God.
第一个踏入外邦人的家的使徒是谁？
Who was the first apostle who went to the Gentiles?
在圣经里面记载的是彼得。
It was Peter.
所以他若让我来讲世界传道，我要讲彼得，我不会讲那个保罗。
So if we were to recount if we were to talk about world, the first world evangelist, it will be Peter and not Paul.
他没有走进这一步, 那个保罗走不下去的。
Because if he did not put forward this step, then Paul would not be able to follow.
我们不要忘记彼得, 他是很重要的。
Let's not forget Peter because he is an important
role. 但是也不要忘记彼得不是什么何方神圣。 我们一路上看来他一路上就是这个样子, 跟你我一样的。
But we should also remember that Peter is not a saint. He is just like you and me.
那最后他真的是为主耶稣殉道了。And
in the end, he was martyred for Jesus.
那讲义里面也要写了哈。那最后他是被在尼禄王帝的时候被钉十字架的。
And as recorded in the handouts, he was being martyred during the time of Emperor Nero.
那我们现在另外讲保罗。Now
we'll look into another person named Paul.
保罗的生平，讲法不一啊。And
there are many accounts of his life.
我讲义的最后面有一个本来是一个附录的，这是你们看一下，这比较学术性的。And
please look at
第6大点。
Your handout point number 6 in the reference section.
这是保罗生平年表。
And that is the lifetime of Paul.
这个年表呢是比较就是学术性的啦，不是一般如果讲保罗的话，就把保罗说什么时候生，什么时候 到哪里学什么，几年几年，那些都是怎么讲，相对的，就是说不同的学者就不同的讲法。那我们看就抄一个啊，放着那给你们看这样子。那我这次我不想这样子，这样也到处参考书很多，可以抄，随便抄一个就可以让你看得头晕。那这个呢，就是用圣经，它最主要是两个，一个是绝对年表，一个是相对年表。
And what is recorded in the handout is more of a scholarly approach, and it is different from those that we see in the reference book. One is an absolute chronology, whereas the other one is a relative chronology.
那这个所谓绝对年表，就是用一个圣经里面的一个事件，然后配合当时历史的文献，历史的文献两个印证起来。那这样的年代是所谓绝对的年代，就是说这个年代是正确的。
And the absolute chronology records where the events and history merge, and the events are absolute.
那这些我看你们自己看好不好？
And I believe that you can read the handout yourself.
这我讲一遍就是念一遍给你听而已啊。那如果你有什么不懂的话，可以问一下。
And if you have any questions, you may ask me.
那当然，里面有很多就是当时的历史。
And within it also records the history at that time.
那再来 ，B 就是相对年表。
And B records the relative chronology.
相对年表就是从圣经保罗的自述里面，他自己讲什么时候到哪里啊，到哪里啦、啊，那经过几年啦、啊，用这样子相对的比较之下而得到的一个时间表。
And it was a time chart of the journey of Paul during his life.
但是相对年表的话，就有点有时候不太准确。
And this relative approach may not be too accurate.
比如他会讲说，去那里过了好些日子，好些日子是两天还是一个月还是半年，我不知道了。
Because when it's recorded in the Bible, he went there for a certain time, whether it's a few years or longer, we do not know.
圣经有说住了多日。
And the Bible also says that he stayed for a while.
那我都记得在这里面了，你们看一看。
And it's all recorded in the handout. Please take a look.
这就是相对年表。
And that's a relative chronology.
那个圣经里面的时间有的都是相对的，你很难讲出说它什么时候。
Because the times that are recorded in the Bible are relative most of the time.
因为当时他们不是什么重要人物啊，所以没有说一年一年的写。
Because at that time they were not very important personnel that were recorded year by year in history.
譬如像耶稣诞生，搞到最后现在人才说，哎呀，耶稣这个公元这个年是错误的，就说不是耶稣生的那一年。
And as to the birth of Jesus, now we realize that there's an error in terms of accounting his life.
所以当时的这个年年代都是相对的。
And the years at that time recorded are always relative.
那我们现在来看保罗。
Now let's turn to Paul.
保罗当然就跟彼得不太一样咯。
And Paul is different from Peter.
保罗，我们讲他的生平，最主要是他看保罗书信。
And if we want to look into the lifetime of Paul, it is important to look into his letters.
他用他的书信当作做第一手的资料。
And from his epistles, we can get first-hand information.
然后配合《使徒行传》。
And then we combine it with what's recorded in the book of Acts.
因为彼得行传是把比他们当时的使徒教会很多的事情把它集在一起，所以你感觉他们好像很事情做得很多，然后很脚步很紧凑。
Because the book of Acts record all the events that happened in the apostolic church, and so we thought that everything happened one after another in a hurried pace.
其实使徒行传从开始一直到结束经过了二十几年呢。
But in actual fact, it embraced a span of 20 years.
二十几年才写这样子，你写的日记，我看比这个还多了啦，对不对？
And
你自己一个人呢?
For 20 some odd years to record the book of Acts, it is pretty long time.
如果你把真耶稣教会所有的各地的教会的情形，发展的情况，真耶稣几次集起来，我看一本圣经那么多。
And if we were to record the reports of the holy work of our True Jesus Church all over the world, it would probably be thicker than the Bible itself.
所以我们也不要常常讲说，哎呀，使徒行传、使徒时代神迹奇事显明，我们现在没有。 这个也不太公平了哈。
And so we cannot compare to the book of Acts, where it records the miracles that happened at that time.
如果把我们听到的，无论在中国大陆或在美国或在世界各地，所有的神迹奇事把它集起来，把它写起来，比他们多可能一二十倍总有。
Because we believe that if we were to record the miracles of our church, whether in China or in the U.S. or the rest of the world, it will definitely surpass that records in the Bible.
这是我们要一个相对的这个比较。And
this is a comparison that we can make.
那当然，保罗就是以他的书信为主。And
we can get information from Paul's epistles.
那保罗他自己没有讲自己是怎么样一个人啊。
Paul never described himself.
但是在保罗的行传里面记载说，保罗是一个个子，他是有点瘦瘦的，那个子矮矮的。However,
in the autobiography of Paul, he described himself as a person who is thin and quite short.
那他长了一个大光头。And
he is bald.
那鼻子不是很大，鼻子小小的朝天鼻。And
he has a small nose.
那个子小，声音总是大。Although
he has a small stature, but he has a loud voice.
你不要以为他受过很多的学问，他只是他讲话很粗俗了。Do
not think that he was very intellectual, therefore he is refined in speech, but it is actually not so.
我们知道，就是哥林多后书第十章这里，他有人家这样告诉他，人家讲他了。
Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, this might be a fact.
哥林多后书第十章。
2 Corinthians chapter 10,
第九节,
verse 9.
保罗写信比较厉害，讲话可能就讲不过人了。Paul
is probably better at writing letters than giving actual speech.
所以第十章九节,
chapter 10, verse 9.
我说这话免得你们以为我写信是要威吓你们。常常有时候是这样子的，你不要我以为写信威吓你，但是有时候常常是说，是啊，要给你们吓一跳。第十节，verse 10，因为有人说他的信又沉又沉重又厉害，所以别人看到保罗信说这个人写信又重了，好像跳不起来，那又好厉害，但是就他很紧张啊，没有看过这个人啊，到底这人是什么样，庐山真面目呢？ 只一见到他，却是其貌不扬，一个朝天鼻嘛，对不对？一个大秃头，然后呢，个子又矮矮小小的，那讲起话来呢，就言语粗俗，也没有什么修饰啊。所以保罗是这样一个人，不要把他想得太高贵啦。And
so we should not put Paul on a pedestal because here it records that although his letters are weighty and strong, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech is of no account.
演戏的时候，如果是一个主人，很端庄，就是员外，他旁边如果带一个，那个什么，他的仆人，那当小丑这样，他们在走路的时候。If
we were to look into a play where the master is poised and the servant following beside him is crude.
你们知道那个希腊的神话的主神是谁吗？ 就是宙斯，对不对？
Do you know who is the king of the gods of the Greek gods? It is Zeus. Zeus. Zeus.
英文很奇怪，都不照字念了，应该叫 choice 才对了，怎么？好，没有关系。 啊，他有一个跟班，就是替他传信息的。And
this Greek god has a messenger.
就是 Hermes.
And his name is Hermes.
人家看到他们两个人就以为说，哎，这一个大天神，一个他的跟班。
And people thought that one is the God of the gods, and the other one is a messenger.
另外一个大神，他们外邦人呢，以为说，哇，这巴拿巴长得哈，相貌堂堂，对不对？人长得又高，那风度又好，那这是一个很正派的一个人。那保罗呢，好像他那个跑腿跟班一样说，说他是 Hermes。
Because the Gentiles look at Barnabas and he is one who is poised in stature and they regard him as Zeus, the god of the Greek gods. But rather, Paul was only a messenger, Hermes.
这是《使徒行传》第十四章第十二节。
In Acts 14, verse
12. 那因为保罗人小，然后当传话，所以话多嘛。
And because Paul, although he is small in stature, but he has much to say.
那巴拿巴就是开口比较少开口，他沉默是金。
And Barnabas, he is a quiet person, and hardly speak.
那保罗讲话是银呐、啊、哈。
And whatever Barnabas spoke, it is likened to gold.
所以十四章十四章十二节说，他们就称巴拿巴为宙斯，称保罗为那个希尔米。因为他说话灵活。
So here in verse 12, Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul he was the chief speaker they called Hermes.
所以我们对保罗有一个印象，如果你们从小就有学那个上过那个就是什么才艺班哈、绘画班的哈，你们可以画画看看保罗长得怎么样。那我从小没有学过，所以每次要画都画得不太像。
And so if when you were young and you have this class, if you were to draw the portrait of Paul, it will probably be different from what I would have conceived.
你可以画一个保罗的样子，保罗画像。
And you can draw the portrait of Paul.
那保罗后来他本来名叫扫罗。
And his name was originally Saul.
我们也不用在他的名字做文章了。
And that is not, we should not look, dwell too long, too much on his name.
扫罗就是历史人物那个扫罗啦。
And Saul
同样名字啦。
Is the same name as the historical Saul.
这是亚兰文呐、啊。
And this is, however, in Aramaic.
Aramaic 对。那后来的保罗。
The Paul later.
就是用罗马的形式写出来的啦。
And that is the same name, but it is written in Romans.
圣经倒没有记载说他为什么。但是他到外邦去传道之后才用这个名字的。
But however, when he preached to the Gentiles, he began to use his Roman name, Paul.
因为他妈妈可能英文不太好吧，不是罗马话不太好嘛，所以都跟他叫做扫罗了。那后来到外面去了，人家叫他保罗嘛。你肯定有中文名字、英文名字，对不对
？It's just like us today, having a Chinese and an English name.
但是保罗。的那个西那个拉丁文 Paulus 就是小 small 的意思了。
And the Latin version of the name Paul is Paulus. It means small.
也不可以，我倒不太喜欢说啊，因为 Paulus 就是小，那就是表示他谦卑，这没有这个也不一定啊。
And although the meaning of his name, Paulos, means small, but that does not mean that that person is humble.
啊，这倒不一定说用这个来表示，因为这是不同的文字所表达出来的这个他的名字。
It may not be necessarily so because they are translated into different, they are different languages.
那我们都很知道，他一生下来就是罗马公民。
And we all knew that he was born into a wealthy family.
他的文化背景很够。
And he has a good literary background.
他有时候也忍耐不住了，有时候也偷偷的透露一下到底他的出身背景是多么好。
And sometimes he could not hold himself back and would reveal as to how good a family that he came from.
有时候一个老年人他想不讲又不行，说我实在不想讲了，但是哈。不讲你不知道，我以前一手打过去七十张，你都死掉了。
And it's likened to an old person who wanted to give an account of his experience, and yet he hold back.
讲到最后说，我一巴掌过去，七个人都死掉。
And it's likened to trying to portray how strong this person is.
有没有听过这样的故事？ 没有啊，童话里面的了。好，时间到了。